Hello and welcome to the You Matter to Christ podcast. Many of our listeners and guests call this podcast an experience because throughout the variety of extraordinary people we have on the show, you'll hear stories of overcoming trauma, hitting record-breaking business goals, people forgiving the unforgivable, and yes, even miracles that will shock and inspire you. On this show, you'll hear from professional athletes, entrepreneurs, and everyday people from all walks of life. Discover the profound truth that regardless of your background or circumstances, you matter deeply to the Creator of the universe. You were made for a purpose, and you matter to Christ. Get ready for inspiring stories, personal testimonies, and uplifting messages that remind us of the unchanging love and grace available to all. And remember this, you matter to Christ.
Everybody, Chad Burmeister, and I'm your host of the Living a Better Story podcast. And I'm with someone today that's going to help us with living a better story. And it comes down to the same thing that I hear over and over again. And it's a four-letter word, and that's love. And it's really what America needs, the world needs. And we're going to talk with Juan Lee. He's a transformation mindset author and speaker and extremely motivational. And usually when I ask guests, hey, what are the two questions that you want me to ask that are outside of the normal 8 or 10 that I ask? And it's, why is love important to humanity? And how can I use love in my life? So we're going to leave those towards the middle of the dialogue today to get to know Juan first, but that's what you're in for. So Juan, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good. I'm fine. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your audience.
Great to have you. So you're in Maryland, which I think we discovered I drove through a corner of it on my route from North Carolina to Virginia, through a bridge, DC, and then back to Washington. And that was it. So
yeah,
good place though, is what I can recall. Yeah. Very green.
Hey, that it is. That it is. We get all the seasons here.
So for my audience to get to know you, what I like to ask first is, where'd you grow up? What are some of the first memories you have as a kid? Because a lot of times before we've been influenced by the world is how we live in what our purpose is, right? We have a passion when we're young. What was your passion? Where'd you grow up?
Well, I'm originally from this area. I grew up in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. Okay. I lived in Alexandria. That was the part that I was telling you that you had to go through it if you wanted to get to D.C. without going to Maryland. But I was born in Virginia and I was raised in Maryland. And I've been here all of but 9 years of my life when I was in the military. I spent 9 years in the military, basically all around the world. That's me. I'm back home.
Got it. And what did you find, like, when you know, I hear people tell stories, I used to play out in the woods probably the whole day, more than most kids are allowed today. Other kids say, hey, I really like sports cards. Some people said, I was an IT programmer, and when I found the mainframe, it was awesome. What was kind of your thing that you remember when you were younger?
See, that was very interesting, that question, because we talked about, you were specific to the number 6. And that number holds a real big spot in my life because my mom died when I was 6. Mm. And that didn't have a lot of fun to it, but it really impacted who I am today. And I don't mean that the fact that she passed, but it was who she was and what she stood for, what she represented. She had a very impactful life. She lived to only be 37 years old. And in those 37 years old, There is a monument meant or built in her name, in her honor in Alexandria. And as a matter of fact, if you drove by it in the last 25 years, if you drove across that bridge that you were talking about,
yeah,
there is a recreation center off to your left, right before you went across that bridge, that's named after my mother.
Wow. That's so neat.
Impactful to the community, and I follow in her footsteps.
Amazing. What was her name?
Nanny J. Lee.
Nanny J. Lee. Mm-hmm. Wow. 3 and 7 are two of my luckiest numbers. So 37, there you go. Wow. Well, that's neat that she had an impact. My grandfather had that kind of impact on me, and he gave me a note that was in when I was in eighth grade, and it was handwritten. I still have it. And it was the 10 things you should do in life. And the first two are the ones where it's like, hey, if you forget all the other eight, focus on the first two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love and love.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's the ability to be, that's the action that we all need. That's 100%. The key to what this is. My message is all about the action. And love is the action that has so many attributes and benefits to it, that it has the answer for every question, every situation. And it's very interesting because love never fails.
That's right. I talked to a woman on the podcast yesterday. Actually, it wasn't on the podcast. We were just having a conversation. And she said, you know, I'm sort of in the center, maybe slightly right of center from a political standpoint. She's extremely on the other left side. And she goes, why'd you reach out to me? And I said, because all of us are created and we're all good people. And she's an intuitive, like she helps people go back and talk to people from past lives and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, that one's a little over my pay grade, but still doesn't mean I love you any less. Let's just talk. And, you know, when I went to Orlando, I met these guys that were amazing. Hey, would you take my photo? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And 3 African-American guys. And I'm just like, this is awesome. Like our country's awesome. Like we do get along by and large in a big way. And I go, hey guys, do you mind? I just launched this app last week. It's called 77 Pray. And I was like, and they were just listening. I told 2 stories of how my son was healed from prayer and how this other kid named Noah just had COVID, double pneumonia, got on the prayer app. And then magically he was healed and went home. And I'm like, love, man. It just, it's really what it's going to come down to. Like this whole left, right stuff is a joke.
Well, love is the way of healing that. Love is the way of combining, coming together. See, one of the components to love, and it's one of 3, but one of the ones that we fail to realize is that love is a conduit. Love allows us to connect one to another. It has nothing to do with our differences. It actually talks about the things that we have in common. Love connects us. And so as a result, the thing that we are all connected to by that love is humanity. Mm. We are all human. I don't care what our divide might be, or our divisive, or our division, or our sect, or our ethnicity, or whatever it is, we do have that one thing in common, and that's humanity. We are all human beings, and we're all here with a common purpose. And that common purpose is to continue this humanity, is to pour into the next generation those things that will continue this process. We were exposed. We're here because of those who invested in us. Mm-hmm. And we have an investment into the next generation, but we have to come together. We have to realize that what you need, I have, and what I have, you need.
Wow, that's good. Right. And it's the stay in your lane, understand your God-given purpose, and then just lean into that. It doesn't matter if the world calls it great or lame or what, it doesn't matter. It's what and when you get in that lane, it's so frictionless. My next book's going to be called Frictionless. Because life is fun when it's frictional. I want to put sandpaper on the cover where it's like, ooh, feel how rough that is. Now feel
absolutely.
How
absolutely. But those are the keys of love that makes everything systematic. It really makes it a smooth sail. But there's so many parts of it that we fail to realize that we have to do. We have responsibility in this thing. And that is that we have to prepare ourselves to have that to give, to flow through that canal, through that channel, that conduit. And what we do is we think that love is going to do it by itself. We have something to give to the other person. We have to allow love to grow us up and to mature us to the point where we can push down a lot of the differences that we have and allow. Because again, one of the other components of love is that love it's a conduit. It's also a choice. But the one that I'm referring to here is that it's a chameleon. It's a chameleon. It adapts. It doesn't really need to be seen as the one. It just needs to understand that the value is in us all coming together and accomplishing this thing called humanity, that this thing called life as what we all are here experiencing. And so it allows us to be successful in all of our ventures, because we know that because we're willing to adapt, that means that not only am I going to be successful, but everybody around me is going to be successful. That's what it's all about. It does so many things, and it matches with whatever your situation is.
Yeah. There's another guy I talked to yesterday named Robert. He was in prison multiple times, methamphetamine, married. She divorced him because he was just not a nice person. And he admits that, right? He's like, hey, I was a bad person. She should have divorced mm-hmm. him. Well, then he goes into prison and he said, you know, I got to a point where I was literally broken. And that's the word he uses. And he said, I had a choice. And he said, I could take the razor blade and I can go in the shower in prison and just call it a day. And he's missing every other tooth, this guy, right? But his love was oozing, and he's all about helping other people get through those things. And he said, or I could turn my whole life over to God. And he goes, I chose to do that. And then God caused me inside my mind. And he's telling this story in an animated way of how you got to go make amends with this person. You got to go do this. You screwed that up. You screwed this up. But he's like, but once I turned it over and I go, I can't do this myself. I have to give it over. And now for the last 12, 14 years, the ex-wife who got remarried, they have a kid, came over to the house one day and said, hey, you're clean. Can you raise our son? Because I can't right now. And he's just like, oh, you bet I can. You know, he was happy as a clam. But now he's running church in his home with 3 or 4 people on every weekend. And he gets 8 members of this home church. And I was like, what a neat experience that he's able to take his deepest, darkest thing and story of being broken and love on other people. And where I've realized my day job is a LinkedIn automation company and some other outreach stuff. So what you said is to truly love, you actually have to take action. And I'm learning, and this conversation is helpful. That's what I do, is help people take action, right? You've got your story. Let me help you accelerate your story to the masses, because your story matters. You matter, you know, and that's where we got to go.
You hit the nail on the head, because it's that inability to act that people can't see or understand love in a way in which we all have that thing in common. We have what we each other needs. There's no need for us to have anyone to have a need that lacks. Nobody should lack, because everybody is unique. Everybody has what is sufficient. Everybody has what is necessary for someone else.
Whew. Yeah, that's good, man. Arjun Sen is a friend of ours, and he works with Tiger Woods on a PR side of the house, and does a fabulous job and mm-hmm. many other people. And his entire message that he talked at an event we ran a couple months ago is about your fingerprint and how you're one of one in the world of something. And if you can define what that one of oneness is, there are people who are willing to pay good money for that one of oneness that you have inside of you, right?
It's that uniqueness. It's that uniqueness. And it's essential that we all realize that first. Mm. We've got to understand that uniqueness. One of the things that I realized in my journey, because one of the things that I haven't shared with you is I have a learning disability. And so that was something that was not diagnosed until I was 37 years old.
Wow. There's that 37 again.
Again, I was 37 years old when I realized, when I was diagnosed to have a learning disability. And I was at a point in my life where I was extremely diminished. I was frustrated. I felt hopeless. And I realized that, you know, this life experience is not about what you don't have. It's about how you use what you do have. And it was understanding that, beginning to realize that I'm not to be compared. I'm an original.
That's right.
And this original has something to do, and it has a strength, has a value. And I was able to understand that. And once I began to understand that and put the pieces to this puzzle together, man, things began to be very simple. Again, love made simple. Life began to be simple. And I began to follow something that what I once was very afraid of, I began to be confident. And I'm so, I feel really assured in who I am because of understanding first who I am.
Wow. You
know, what I have to offer.
Have you heard of a guy named Daryl Stinson?
No, I haven't.
He's a friend of mine. He's the CEO of Second Chance Athletes. So he went down a path and then had a slipped disc in his back, stayed in college sports for 2 years, thought he was going to be in the NFL, pushed it with drugs, and then thought, well, who am I after sports, right? Like, he wrote a book called Who Am I After Sports. He did a TED Talk that I attended outside of Dallas a year and a half ago, and it's just about to reach 1 million views. So check it out, Daryl Stinson. And he talks about, there's two things about rejection. Think about in our lives that people reject us for whatever reason. One is projection. He goes, I want to reframe rejection. One is projection, meaning someone else is putting their weakness on you, right? And so when you get this mirror back, and it's like if they call you out on a learning disability, well, that's because they have a problem. You know? So he does 6 minutes of his TED Talk is about projection. And then the other 6 minutes is about protection, because the NFL thing, if he would have gone into the NFL, he was like, God was protecting me because I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm actually doing. And I love it. I've got a new life. Everything's magical. Once he gets through that and discovers what his real capabilities are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I believe that our fulfillment is on the other side of our weakness.
Yes, 100%.
It's on the other side of our weaknesses, but we've had to embrace that weakness before we can get to it. We spend so much time. I know in my life, I was avoiding it. I was trying to hide it and mask it, because up until I was 37, I didn't even know what it was. I just thought I was inadequate. I mean, everything in my mind went through my head, and it was just, you know, amazing the stuff that I went through as far as my self-esteem was. It was in the trash. And it wasn't until I began to confront it and begin to get to the other side of it that I could realize what you were saying is that I don't have a problem. Yeah. Someone else who sees this as a problem.
It's like a video game. I'm a 10 of 10 in these three quadrants, and I'm a 1 of 10 and this, or 2 of 10. So what? Like, I was purpose-built for that snowflake, you know?
I don't even, I'm 100% of who I am.
I'm 100% of who I am.
I don't even entertain. Those are not my strengths. That's what I need. That's someone big. Else to help and to support. And that means that I need someone else. And again, that goes back to my conduit, where I can't do this thing by myself, but I know what I can do.
Right. Because if we're all one and interconnected, and I can fill in my, then that equation, I got the equation wrong. That was good. Thanks for jumping in there. That's huge.
Hey, that I am all 100% me, and I am what someone else needs.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is guess what? I need somebody else's 100%.
Oh man.
I can't do me. Or I've had these conversations with so many people as it relates to on the podcast. I said, I am so indebted to you as to offering me the opportunity to put my message on your platform, because it's because I need you to share my content. And it's you that are needing me to provide content to you.
Right.
We need each other.
Yeah, that's right.
We need each other.
So let's talk more about love, because we're coming up on the top of the hour here. So we're going to have the last couple questions. Why we've hit on love a lot, but why is it important to humanity?
It's the system for success in humanity. We cannot successfully engage humanity, our life's experience, without love. We are without it, we destroy it.
Yeah.
With it, we prolong it. We protect it. Humanity was love.
Some people say, would argue, and I think my son would fall into this because he's an analytical engineering thinker going to the Colorado School of Mines. He would say, well, you know, that's just, what's one person loving on other people? You know, that's just a number. You know, how can one person make the difference? How would you respond to that?
You know what? It's the one person that you don't know you need that makes a difference in your life and in the life of someone else. Mm. You know, it's until we understand where we fit into this thing called humanity, we are all connected. We cannot, even one person can, you know, I have many people challenge the concept. And the fact is that life is nothing more than a repeat of itself. And that's a system. We fall in, and I don't speak of life, I'm talking about nature. Mm-hmm. Nature, it repeats itself. It's called seasons. And the fact of the matter is that we fall underneath of that same category, because we are a system. Humanity is a system.
Yes, yes.
We come from those that preceded us. We are going to precede those that follow us. And we have to realize and understand that it's a system. And love is that system that bridges the gaps, that connects us one to another, that allows us to understand that when we no longer exist here, that we will have something that we would have invested in humanity that will proceed, that will follow us into the next generation.
We had someone to the fire pit 3-4 months ago named Dr. Jim Wilder, who's a neurotheologist. And I was starting to write a kid's book about making good choices. And he was like, good luck. I already wrote that book. And it's in the Old Testament, there's 613 simultaneous laws about making a good choice. And he's like, that's all the neurons. And that's everything in the universe times 3.14 times like infinity, basically. So it's impossible to make good choices. But he said, so typically people would say, what would God do? What would Jesus do? Like when you're making a good choice. And so what would they do? He changed it and reframed this to, what can I do? What in this choice decision, how can I optimize it for the history of time, the end of time? And so it's caused me to play a little bigger game, because usually it's like, well, I want to optimize for the year, 5 years, my life. So I'm like, okay, I want to get a place in the mountains. I love to ski. Cool. Well, that's tiny. Go bigger. How do we scale this thing called love to impact countries and worlds? And in the future, universes, it sounds like, with where space travel is going. But we've got to get together and lean in on the 4-letter word that we opened this call with, which is love.
Yeah, it's one by one, one person at a time, realizing that we need each other.
Yeah.
We need each other. We cannot expect to continue to walk this divisive, walk. I mean, we are divided in so many things, in so many areas, that it seems like it's impossible. But all we have to do is make the choice. Again, love is a choice. We have to choose not to be divided.
Man, amazing. Well, Juan, I got to tell you, your mom, Nanny, I think you said, right, would be so proud of you. And thank God for your mom and for you. And really thank you for sharing on the podcast today. If people want to get a hold of you, Juan, it's JuanLeeTheAuthor.com is your website.
That's the website. You can pick up the book there by ebook, or you can go on to Amazon or wherever you buy your books from and buy it there by the hard copy. You can find me on the Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn, by all means on LinkedIn. And you can also find me on Facebook. In Twitter, it's Love Made Simple. On the other ones, it's just Juan Lee, Juan Lee Author.
Wow.
You'll find them.
Juan, let's get together. I'd love to help you with your outreach because we need each other, like you said. And, you know, I pick people who need to scale the message of love and, you know, double down on their message. So I'm happy to help you do that. It's all part of my nonprofit outreach stuff. So,
hey, I'm looking forward to it. I really would appreciate that. I think we can have a very good synergy here.
100%. Well, this is awesome. My friend Daryl that I mentioned just came out with a new shirt. It's black and white. It says "You Matter." And I'm like, boom, drop the mic on that one, brother.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody matters. And that's exactly what you've just shared today. Whether we all need each other, and let's all figure out what our strengths are and then lean in on each other and help each other. So amazing.
That's
love made simple.
There you go. You see how you did wrapped it up in just a couple words.
I get it, man. All right, Juan. Thanks, everybody, for joining Living Better Story Podcast. Great getting to know you, Juan. And this is the start of a long-term relationship, I feel. So thank you for joining the show today.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, everybody. Catch you on the next.
Thank you for joining us on the You Matter to Christ Podcast. We hope this journey has reminded you of the incredible truth that your life holds immense value and significance to Christ. As you go about your day, may you carry the assurance that no matter what you face, you are deeply cherished and loved. Remember, you matter to Christ. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe and share it with others who may benefit from this message. Stay tuned for more transformative episodes where we continue to explore the depth of God's love and grace. Until next time, remember that you are not alone. Christ's love is with you, guiding and strengthening you every step of the way. May your life be filled with hope, purpose, and the knowledge that you matter to Christ.